Good morning, everybody. It's a great Thursday, and I am really excited about the weekend for no other reason than I get to spend time with my family, and to me, that is a great, great blessing. So today, I'm actually super excited about what I'm sharing with you guys. So this is a theory that I've kind of been working on for a little while after I kind of read an article that kind of like sparked something within me. So I've been doing a lot of research trying to kind of prove my theory to myself. Now, there's no formal backing. There's no government grant behind this theory. This is clearly just an idea that popped into my head. I got on the internet, read a lot of information, looked at a lot of reports, and kind of made my own conclusions. And that's the beauty of self-education, is that we can do this. And I always tell people, just because someone has a PhD behind their name does not mean that they are the absolute authority on all things. What that means is that they have devoted themselves for a lot of hours for formal study at accredited universities. Great. And we certainly do go to physicians and educational doctorates for information. And they are an exceptional resource for those things, but they are not the only way. And I believe that we are a society that can educate ourselves. In the old days, we used to have to go to the library, which could have been a chore. Not all information was available to us. But now with the internet, it is a beautiful, beautiful thing for those of us who are yearning for information in a way that we can kind of control it. For me personally, I think that self-education is probably better. The reason why is because when I have to sit in a classroom or at a symposium or any kind of a learning exchange, I get very bored very easily. I do have ADHD. And so if I can self-educate myself, I can kind of like learn, I've learned to scan quickly for the information that I need and be able to document my sources. So here is my theory. My theory is on Alzheimer's, and I believe that Alzheimer's and the increase of Alzheimer's patients and dementia as well is in direct relation to 1937, the ban happening on all hemp products. So if you look at the information that comes from this, I've kind of stated this in the past, but I've kind of like had conversations with people. And so this podcast is in direct relationship to that. So beginning in 1937, the government ceased and eradicated all forms of feral and cultivated hemp, not just marijuana, but hemp. And at that time, it was a valuable resource in our agricultural market. When that happened, cows, pigs, and chickens no longer were able to eat feral and cultivated hemp, and then therefore they were unable to pass on the CBD properties to us through the meat, the milk, and the eggs. And that's a big thing that happened. So think about 1937. If you do your math, that was approximately 80 years ago. And I know that right now we're in 2018, so really it's 81 years. So a lot of that is coming from that. You're going to hear my dog in the background helping apparently with the podcast today. So cannabis was America's number one analgesics for over 60 years before the discovery of aspirin. And that happened in 1900. So cannabis, hemp, was our only analgesic. And analgesic is like Tylenol, Motrin, Advil, any of those properties. So I find that very interesting that that was our go-to source. And it was something that we could probably cultivate for ourselves or get from an herbalist in our areas. And then in 1937, they did remove that from us. So in 1842 to the year 1900, cannabis made up half of all medicine sold with no fear of high or overdosing. So from 1842, that's pre-Civil War for you history buffs like myself, to the year 1900, turn of the century, cannabis made up half of all medicine sold. That's significant. So yes, I do realize that we've made medical advancements, but at some point, if it's not broke, why did we have to go fix it? Something to think about. In the cannibal, the cannabidiols, in the source, the cannabidiol system within our bodies is actually the source of what we call a runner's high. So that particular sensation that we have from that runner's high, when we give it a supplemental CBD, we can have the same experience if it has high THC. Remember that part, okay? Let me go back on that last statement. So the runner's high, that euphoria, that feeling good, that no stress, it's not necessarily a high like a marijuana high. So that particular statement, I'm going to go ahead and remove a little bit. So the same things are found. The cannabidiol system is also found in breast milk, which encourages a baby to feed, which is very similar to someone getting the munchies, right? That's what they're saying. So the cannabidiol system is working in our bodies, but is it working to the full effect? Okay. The next thing is Alzheimer's data that I'm going to share with you. 26.6 million people worldwide in just 2006 were diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So that number has increased since that date. It is expected that in the year 2050, 1 in 85 people will be living with the disease Alzheimer's. 1 in 85. It was actually discovered, the term Alzheimer's was actually discovered in the year 1906 by a German physician, and it was actually named after him. So look at some dates that I have here for you. In 1900, cannabis was still our primary source in the majority of our medicines in America, okay? Overseas, I believe it was a very similar number. Alzheimer's was actually discovered in 1906, and then also in 1937 is when all hemp was removed from our source of food. Now, over in Europe, they do have different forms of hemp and marijuana as well, but remember that, and I've done the history lesson on this before, the Native Americans used a feral form of hemp here in the United States. When the pilgrims and the people came from Europe, they actually brought their form of marijuana with the high THC. So that's kind of when it entered our system. So just remember that as well. I just like to throw that out there. And then all those particular seeds from the marijuana seed actually came from trading along the trade routes. Okay. So CBD is a natural anti-inflammatory agent. Why is that important? Because Alzheimer's often involves inflammation of the brain tissue. So when you look at a patient who's newly diagnosed with Alzheimer's, their brain tissue is swollen and inflamed. So if CBD is an anti-inflammatory agent, it would seem to me that if CBD was already in our systems, then the brain would not be as inflamed. Curious? I think so. The next thing is CBD is an antioxidant. Well, one of the main things whenever they're talking about treating Alzheimer's and any of that thing, they're going to talk about the oxidative stress that's generated with inflammation of the brain. And they're saying that CBD as a natural antioxidant, my words don't always do well with the big words, hello. It helps slow down the effects of this. So not only are we helping with the anti-inflammatory, now it's also an antioxidant. Twice. That's two things that it could help the brain. The next thing is CBD is a neurogenesis stimulant. In other words, it helps to create new neural tissue. And when you look at the brain of an advanced Alzheimer's patient, the tissue has literally deteriorated. So if CBD is a natural neural tissue generator, isn't that something that we need to consider? And lastly, Alzheimer's tissue rapidly declines. So if we could get CBD into a person who is suffering from Alzheimer's, the CBD oil, could it in effect help to decrease that rapid declining? So all this is things of people that we know that are getting treated with CBD for Alzheimer's. But so my theory is from the back, so I'm going back to that date, 1937, hemp was removed from our dietary source. could that mean that part of our prevention for Alzheimer's was in the CBD? Now, I'm not saying that that's the only reason why we have Alzheimer's. I'm not. I'm saying that it's enough of a question. It's enough of a, that I believe that it does need formal research. I think that it's imperative that anyone who is studying Alzheimer's is doing this study. Now, are those studies out there? Are they in the works? They could be. I haven't found them. But then again, most people do not publish their research until after they have formulated their hypothesis and their theory and so forth and get their results. The other thing I would like to point out is that with the increase of our awareness of concussion syndrome, post-concussion syndrome, and the other things that have to do with brain trauma, those things also can lead to a deterioration of the brain tissue, therefore leading to an Alzheimer's diagnosis, which brings me to, if you look at the time frames, World War I, World War II, a lot of post-concussion happened during that time. And so a lot of our World War I vets, of course, have passed away. But could that have had something to do with the Alzheimer's increase? It makes you wonder, all these things together, the lack of the CBD in our nutritional source, and also the increase in the concussion rates of our body. We weren't aware of, we had to protect our head. Well, we had a skull that, you know, but when you look at, there were a really good movie, by the way, for concussion and post-concussion is the movie Concussion. And it stars Will Smith as the doctor who actually discovered, and I forget the name, please forgive me, the actual name of the disease. But if you know it, email me and remind me. Otherwise, I'll have to go look it up myself. But that was probably one of the best movies I've seen. And yes, it is presented to us in a movie format, not necessarily a documentary format, but I thought it was a wonderful movie to show the importance of protecting the brain from anything that could cause concussions. So along with that comes a lot of other information, but I believe that CBD could help currently patients with an Alzheimer's diagnosis. I also believe that someone who has a history of it, because there are some people believe that there is a genetic link to it, that if you feel like that's something that you need to worry about in your family, that you need to consider taking CBD. And then those with a post-concussion or have taken a lot of hits to the head and may not have been diagnosed with that yet, something to consider to put CBD into your particular supplemental regime. So, guys, that is my big Alzheimer's theory. Dun, dun, dun. I've had a few people reach out to me on email. Guys, I love it when you message me, email me. It tells me that you guys are actually listening. And if you have any testimonies of how CBD has helped you in your life, please share those with me. I really want to start sharing testimonies on this podcast, and maybe even doing some interviews with you guys. I think that it's important. I can tell you how it's helped my family. I can say the words out of my mouth. Well, I have a friend in Louisiana and CBD's helped them with XYZ. But actually hearing it from a person kind of validates it for me and for you as well. So please, I'm putting out a special request today. Share your testimonies with me. And also, guys, if you could help me out, share the podcast and share as much information as you possibly can with CBD. If you know of a research document that's come out, share it with me, man. I love this information. I literally cannot get enough of it. Don't forget to find me on Facebook and Instagram at the Crazy CBD Lady. You can always email me at crazycbdlady@gmail.com. And remember, I am listener supported. If you could pass me out a little gas money, that would be awesome. I can't wait to see what this product does in the future for people. And I believe the more and more people that are using it, the more and more good reports we're going to get. Guys, if you know of a documentary or any kind of a video out there that can show how CBD can help people, share the link with me, man. I really want to hear that information. If you're a producer of that particular information, share it with me as well, and I'll get the word out. Have a great day, everybody, and be crazy.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app Free for iOS and Android.